my heart today. Now, we have an amazing guest. He's here often. This is David Moore. He's the founder and the chairman of Astronomy Ireland. This is a non-profit organization, and he joins me today to tell us more about Jupiter and Venus moving together, evening classes, and other things we should be looking into space for. Thank you. Hi, Dave. David?
Good morning. Good morning, isn't it?
Listen, we're all ears. Tell us all about it. What's happening in Jupiter and Venus?
Yeah, well, we had a very rare occurrence where Venus passed very close to Jupiter. It's only a line of sight effect. It's really four times closer to it than Jupiter is. But Venus is the brightest star-like object in the sky. It's nearly 100 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. So absolutely unmistakable. And Jupiter is about 10 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky, so not much dimmer than Venus. And to have the two so close together was an incredible sight. They were closest on Wednesday, nearly as close yesterday, and they'll be fairly close tonight, and for the next roughly week or so they'll certainly be eye-catching. There's a lovely diagram in Astronomy Ireland magazine showing exactly where the two will be relative to one another. But you almost don't need that diagram. You simply have to go out after the sun sets, look over in the west where the sun went down, and you'll see these two brilliant planets. A double planet. Some people very romantically describe it as Venus kissing Jupiter.
Wow. And you said we don't have to, we don't need a microscope for that, we don't need anything? Just a
telescope. Yep. Because they are so much brighter than any star in the sky, if it's clear enough that you can see one star, you are going to see Jupiter and Venus because they're far brighter than that. The only catch is they're getting lower in the west. So you have to have a good western horizon. So if you know, if you live in a built-up area, there's trees and mountains in that direction, you're going to have to move a bit, but it'd be well worth doing so. And the sun sets around 6 o'clock. Venus will be the first object you'll see in the evening. You should be able to see it by 6:30. In fact, keen-sighted people can actually see it in daylight if they know exactly where to look. That's how bright it is. A bit like the way you see the moon in daylight sometimes. And looking over the west, you'll see them going down. They set about 9 o'clock. So I wouldn't leave it till 8 o'clock. They'll be very low by 8. And technically, even if you're looking out over the sea, they'll be gone by 9 o'clock. So probably 7 to 8 is the ideal time. But just in case of clouds, you know, start viewing at sunset, keep checking the sky from then on, because the clouds in later, you'll miss it when you could have seen it earlier. So 6 to 9 is the ultimate time, but probably at least an hour inside of those two for perfect viewing.
Right, and would you need any special cameras to take pictures of this? Because I think this is history.
That's the great thing. Because they're so bright, even an old camera phone will take a picture of them. And you can line them up with interesting objects: church spires, buildings, trees, landscapes, statues, whatever your imagination can do. And we want you to do that, and then we want you to send your best single picture to Astronomy Ireland magazine. Go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see our contact details there and the address to email them to, and you'll end up in Astronomy Ireland magazine next month. That magazine will then be archived in the National Library of Ireland, and your photograph will exist for all time. At least centuries, anyway. As long as the Irish state exists.
I think that's really exciting. You're tempting me, David, as always. And yeah, I think also it's probably a good time for the children to be out there to just, you know, bit of just to see.
Yeah, this is a great way to inspire an interest in space, because space is the future of the human race. I think we all know humans are going to end up in space, whether it be the billionaires that are currently trying to do it in the next few years or decades, that most people think, even if there are setbacks, it doesn't matter if it's centuries or millennia, one day there will be civilizations in space, human civilizations in space, on the moon, on planets, free-floating in space itself. We're certainly going to run out of space on this planet, and people will want to expand to new horizons. So you're seeing where we're going. Venus is probably not a good place to go, by the way, because as you look at it, it looks beautiful in the sky. Both Venus and Jupiter are sort of a pure white color. And Venus is named after the goddess of beauty. It is such a beautiful sight in the evening skies. But nothing could be further from the truth in reality. When you get down below its white cloud tops, it turns out the surface had a runaway greenhouse gas effect. And the temperature shot up to 500 degrees Celsius almost. So it's hot enough that tin and lead would run as liquids on the surface. Definitely not a place you want to go through. That atmosphere is choking pure carbon dioxide gas. Battery acid rains from the sky. It's a really horrible place. You can think about that as you're standing looking at it, thinking, how pretty it is. Nothing will be further from the truth. And you look at Jupiter just below it, and you think, oh, that looks nice too. Nope. Minus 130 degrees Celsius. So it's a huge contrast in temperatures between the two objects. And Jupiter, as you're standing looking at it, looks dimmer. So you think it's smaller, but it's not, because it's so much further away, over 800 million kilometers. Compared to Venus, 200 million kilometers, it's actually lit up by much dimmer sunlight, and so it looks dimmer for that reason. But in fact, it's 12 times wider than Venus is, and I have a lovely picture through a telescope that I'll be showing on TV this Sunday, and it shows the disk of Jupiter with the moons, three on one side, one on the other, and a smaller disk of Venus on the other side of the picture, a nice close-up picture. That will be going into the next issue of Astronomy Island magazine as well. So we got quite lucky with a break in the clouds at the right time. Usually in Ireland when these things happen, it's always cloudy. But this time we got away with it.
Right, and tell us again how to become a member of this wonderful non-profit organisation, please.
Well, we are always looking for new members, and if you have no interest in space, you're the person we want to join, because you're missing out. Now, the things you can do for free. Join our social media. Again, go to astronomy.ie, our website. You'll see the links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. And we'll issue alerts. For instance, we have space stations flying over in morning skies, starting on Paddy's Day. The International Space Station, it's currently 11 people on it at the moment. They'll be flying over every evening for 2 weeks at a different time every evening. We'll have predictions there. When there's a big aurora like we had last Sunday night and Monday night, we predict them in advance. We told everybody, nearly 100,000 people follow us now, between all the different outlets that we have. We told them on Sunday afternoon, get out and watch the aurora tonight. And sure enough, the aurora materialized with fantastic pictures. It's going to be the cover story of next month's magazine. And that'll happen again, probably this year. If not this year, next year. There'll be minor displays more often than that, but major displays like we had last weekend all the time. That's all free. If you want to take it one step further, and you can spare around €1 a week. You can't afford €1 a week to keep your mental health up with an exciting hobby that will keep you going no matter how bad times get. Go to the website again. You'll see the join link on the website. Join. The magazine will be instantly, well, What to See in the Sky part will be instantly emailed to you. And then the Post magazine will arrive usually the next working day. And then it'll arrive every month for a month in advance. And we can predict things like Jupiter passing by Venus. That was in the last this month's magazine, and indeed a warning about it in the previous month's magazine. And there's lots of other events like that. There's an eclipse coming later this year. One of the planets is going to pass behind the moon. Venus will actually be near the moon on March 24th. There's a diagram for that in the current magazine. And there's actually a watch we might talk about in a moment, happening on Friday, March 24th, in the Leinster area, for people to come along and look at Venus and the Moon through giant telescopes. So, join Astronomy Island. Tell all your friends and family to join. If you have any kids interested, give them a gift membership for their birthday or Christmas. And get involved in space with us. And we are the most popular astronomy society in the world. The Irish have a fantastic reputation for space exploration, and it's still reflected today in us having the best and biggest astronomy society in the world.
Wow, thank you. You're so passionate about that, and I do believe every word you say. Could you tell us a little bit more about the evening classes that is scheduled?
Yeah, there's lots of other things we do, and everything that we do for members is usually available to the public. We just try to sign you as a member first. So if you're a member of the club, you get your membership fee at a discount on the evening classes that we run, and there are other groups running evening classes, some of the universities do around Ireland, but ours are better value for money. They include a magazine subscription, and we're an amateur group, so we think we know what the general public wants. We've been running events and talking to people just getting started for decades. So if you again go to the website, you'll see the evening classes. The next batch are coming up in October. There's actually some advanced classes going on in April for people who've done the beginner's class, and you can sign up for the evening classes now. They then start in October. They're online, so anyone in the country can, like anyone in the world, in fact, even the people on the International Space Station have an internet link. They could do the evening classes, and we want everybody to learn them over the course of 8 evenings, for 2 hours each evening. And we'll cover everything. The sun, the moon, planets, the stars, the galaxies, the Big Bang, where it all came from. But also the practical side of learning your way around the sky, how to use telescopes and binoculars if you want to take it that far. And you don't have to be an expert to be a member of Astronomy Ireland. In fact, for the beginners, we really want all 7 million people on this island should be members of Astronomy Ireland. And even classes, if anyone wants to take the hobby seriously, are a great way of doing so. So don't leave it till October. You might forget. Sign up today on astronomy.ie.
And that's interesting. And the advanced course in April, what would be different from the beginner's class? I mean, how advanced is advanced?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the classes were all set up because of the demand. So people, you know, Astronomy on Magazine, it's a magazine. A magazine is not like a book. You're not supposed to read it cover to cover. It'll have an article about space exploration, what the astronauts are up to. Some people are interested in that. Some are not interested in that side of space exploration. They want to know about the Big Bang and the other end of things. But some people had enough time, they wanted to read the whole magazine from cover to cover. So they wanted a sort of background course on all aspects of the universe to bring them up to speed so they'd appreciate every single word in Astronomy Ireland magazine. So if this is going to be your hobby, this is a great way of knowing a bit about everything. So the idea of beginner classes is that you know nothing. No science, no maths, no nothing. In fact, you can actually just sit back and enjoy the classes as lovely visual treats, watching all the pictures and diagrams explaining everything. So that's the beginner classes. But once you've done that, suppose you want, it's a huge subject, and suppose you want to get into it in a bit more detail, assuming that you know the basics, and that's what the advanced classes were. Again, people ask us, you know, that was very interesting, I know a good bit about astronomy now, can I take it any further? And some crazy people actually go beyond our evening classes and start doing things like Open University degree courses. And I know one or two of the thousands of people who've done our evening classes so far have ended up getting degrees from the Open University in astronomy. And that's more qualified than I am, which is great to see.
So you could take it to any level, that's what you're saying.
Any level, yeah. Some have made it, you know, the young people have been in society, the top astronomer in Ireland, the head of Dunsink Observatory, one of the senior professor of the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies, used to come to our monthly lectures, which are still going on, when he was a teenager. I know that because his mother told me so. And he's a very good friend of the society now, Professor Peter Gallagher, if I don't mind embarrassing him with his life story. And we'd like to think we helped inspire that and at least keep up his interest. Another young member, I remember writing to us from Sligo, couldn't use his telescope, we gave him some advice. 10 years later, I met him on stage in the RDS with Professor Stephen Hawking. He'd become a student of Professor Stephen Hawking, and his name is Usheen Mokanauna, and now his name is Dr. Usheen Mokanauna. And imagine doing your PhD thesis under Stephen Hawking, the late, great Stephen Hawking. So you can take it that far. You don't have to. A lot of people just want to look at the pretty pictures in the magazine every month, and we do focus on the visual aspect a lot. We love all the spectacular photos that come back from space, and a little bit of explanation in words beside them, explaining the science behind them as well, because they're not just pretty pictures, they are real objects that have been photographed for real scientific reasons. It's just a fascinating hobby at so many levels. We can't recommend it enough to people.
Listen, David Moore, you've been a great guest. I mean, my mouth is wide open, just fascinated. Every time you speak to us, you're giving us more and you're inspiring us. And the fact that we could take it to any level to become a doctor, I mean, doctor of astronomy, is just really amazing thing as well. But I love the enthusiasm and the passion and the fact that even children, you could tell our children, get involved with this wonderful hobby, which is good for your mental health as well. So thank you so much for being on the platform Northside today. We really appreciate you, and do come back next month and tell us the new thing we should be looking out for. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to come back. Everyone just go along to astronomy.ie, get involved in the free social media at least, and if you've got that year of a week, join Astronomy Ireland. You won't regret it.
Thanks
for talking to me.
Thank you so much, David Moore.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. That was David Moore, the founder and the chairman of Astronomy Ireland, a non-profit organisation. You can get involved. Thank you.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.